I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, a couple of state qualifiers from the Knoxville Girls Wrestling Squad, Serenity Turner and Mariah Rebarger. Let's start with Serenity first. Congratulations. Again, you're headed to state tournament. Is this one any different than, your first couple that you went?
I don't think so. Same weight class. Different class, but, sophomore year it was just all one class, so it's really not that much different.
How was the regionals? Just kind of take me through your day and how you got through and was able to get on the podium.
Regionals, I cut down about 7 pounds for regionals, so that was fun. And then midway I had 2 first round byes. Only had one match before finals. That match went good. Kind of took my time, felt out what it was like to wrestle 105 again. Then finals match, it was probably the closest match I've ever wrestled. I was up 7-0, and then she got a takedown last 30 seconds when we were tied 10-10, and that got her the win. But we'll see her again at state, so hopefully it'll be in my favor next time.
And, I think I forget who you were referencing, the one that, you said was, probably the one you would probably meet. She kind of the one to beat among yourself and a few others there at state?
Yeah, it's Cassidy McAllister from Raccoon River. She's pretty good.
Mariah, congratulations. Your first time going to state. How's that feel?
I definitely feel a lot better than last year. I mean, especially with my win to go to state, I definitely feel like I deserved it, especially because last year was really upset for me. Kind of like same like vibe going on with like Nemesis, like EBF, and then I had Atomwa, so it's very hype.
Understand when you wrestled the Atomwa girl, it was basically you against the entire gymnasium from what the Facebook post said.
Yeah, I heard the commentators and they weren't very for me. They had a student section too, so I was very confused on what that was about. And yeah, I don't think a lot of people expected me to win, especially myself too. I was very shocked and like what I could actually do.
How did you get through that with all the noise? You just kind of block that out. A lot of wrestlers say they do.
Yeah, you don't really notice how loud it is. You can't really hear your coaches either, so you kind of just like enter like a flow state to the point where like you don't really recognize what's going on around you.
Talk about your year. You've come a long way in a couple years since you've been on the team. What's been probably the biggest improvement for you so far?
I'd probably say like technique a lot. Last year I wasn't very like confident in some of my moves, and I wasn't very, fast, I guess. I was still new to the whole thing because it's, it was very different than middle school wrestling. So there's a lot more, technique and aspect to it rather than just, going out there. And you have to, hone your technique. And it's, it's different at heavyweight than it is a bunch of other weights. There's, more stuff that you actually have to, there's just, it's, a different technique to every weight class that you wrestle in.
Is the upper weight classes a little more technique than it is on the lower weight classes?
I would say lower weight classes, a lot more speed and agility that goes with it. Like your high weight classes, kind of depends. You have to have a lot of strength when you wrestle people who are really heavier than you. And you just have to I guess timing too, because especially with sit outs and you just can't let them get on top of you, basically what it is. A lot of that is, when they get on top of you, there's not really a lot you can do with that much weight on you. So you just have to really avoid that. But I would say, lighter weights, watching, Serenity and my lighter friends wrestle, it just looks a lot, faster and, more, technique, legs and stuff. But I don't really know because I try to wrestle fast, especially the girls in my weight class. But I would say, your lighter weights probably look a lot more, harder with, technique-wise.
Talking to Knoxville girls wrestlers and state qualifiers, Serenity Turner, Mariah Rebarger. Serenity, back to you. You've been to state for the last couple of years, so you know what to expect. Are you going to approach your first and second round matches? What kind of things do you prepare for?
I kind of just approach my matches at state like any other match. I know it's more high stakes, but I kind of push that to the back of my mind. And I just tell myself that it's any other match, because if I don't, then I'll freak out and get really nervous. But that's how I prepare. I prepare just any other way.
Your senior year, you've got big goals. You ultimately want to be on top, but there are a lot of really good wrestlers in that potential bracket too.
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of good girls in that bracket. So we're just going to see how it goes, and hopefully it'll go the way that I want it.
Mariah, what about you? How do you go in and approach being in that, they're in Coralville, in that building, what are you expecting to see in there? And, how do you get through not being overwhelmed and everything?
Well, when I wrestle, I don't really get overwhelmed because, like, I'm still a sophomore. I have a lot to learn, and I don't really have a lot to lose. Like, I guess if I was older, what I do is sometimes I just like to listen to music to prepare. And I really, like, listen to whatever Dougie tells me. He, like, gives me some prep talk before I wrestle. And I kind of just do my thing because when I step on the mat, I think that the people who I wrestle against are kind of more intimidated by me than I am by them. And I don't think I'm really nervous for any competition because the Atomo girl that I beat seeded second. And I'm going to meet up with her for the semifinals if I make it that far. And I'm actually, like, excited to wrestle her because I think you learn a lot more from losing than you do winning. So I'm really excited to see what I learned from the state tournament this year.
You're the sixth seed. Have you looked at who you're wrestling, kind of say, okay, what is she all about, or have you got that far yet? So we're talking here on a Monday before you head over there.
Hatchstone, who I wrestled first, I don't really know who it is. And to be honest, like, I don't really care about rankings because it doesn't really matter to me, not as much as it did last year. I'm just more excited to, like, have fun because regionals was the hardest part. Now it's just you get here. I mean, you work your hardest, and you just see wherever that takes you.
All right, Serena, let's talk about, your opponent, if you've kind of researched that. What do you know about, the 13 seed that you're going up against as the four?
So, funny story, it's Alyssa Sheets, and she wrestles for OSCE, and I go to club in OSCE, and so her head coach is my head coach at my club. So he has to coach against me and has to coach for her, which is kind of ironic, but, no hard feelings. And I've beaten her several times throughout the season, most of the time in the first period, so it'll be a fun match.
What is that like going up against someone who at times is your teammate, but now, you got to put that aside and say, all right, I'm going to beat you and beat you easily?
When I'm out on the mat and I'm wrestling, they don't have a face. They don't have a name. I just kind of go against them, do what I need to do.
All right. Serenity Turner, Mariah Rehbarger, congratulations again. Best of luck at State, and we're pulling for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.